This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. As we head toward a new year, all the experts come out with new trends. We'll take a look at some of those. The first is climate-controlled gardening. Because our weather is changing more rapidly than ever before, experts say we can't rely on historical data. It's not just heat, but storms that bring flooding and hail, too. That means adjusting our plantings to more resilient plants. One garden type is wind-resistant. High winds can uproot plants, spread disease, and increase water loss. Some suggested plants include thin-stemmed plants with flexibility and small, narrow leaves, like native grasses, yarrow, evergreen trees, and the like. They also suggest planting large trees and shrubs as wind blocks. Be sure to plant them correctly, or that large tree is going to be a problem. I have proper planting techniques on GardenBite.com. Another suggestion is retaining walls and mulch. For those of us in colder climates, freezing can be a problem. It can cause breaking branches and limit water to roots. Freeze-proof gardens include Douglas firs, spruce, birch, and maples, as well as sedge grasses, hellebores, also known as Lenten rose, and hostas. As we talked about yesterday, add a blanket of mulch, compost, and leaves to protect the roots and gently shake snow-laden plants. Avoid salt near plants, too. And then there's flooding, which saturates soil, suffocates roots, and attracts pests. To address that, rain gardens rock. Include water-resistant natives like Joe Pieweed, Black Chokeberry, Meadow Sweet, and Winterberry. Other ways to help combat flooding is by creating pervious surfaces, such as sand and stone for paths and low-lying areas. Find out more on GardenBite.com and my Garden Bite Facebook page. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.